Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock.
Hey, John and Cecil, should you scribble for Polycrop the Vlogcast? You are asking the question, the perennial question, how many licks does it take to get to the center of an 8-year-old? Only one if you're really good at it. I'm answering the first right. Okay, ciao.
Howdy, fellas. This is Buzz calling from the progressive oasis that is Austin, Texas. Dallas sucks, and Houston sucks worse than Dallas. Everybody knows that. You know what else everybody knows? If you are lucky enough to find your ass in Texas, you get yourself some barbecue. And don't worry about where you go, because Texas ain't got no bad barbecue. If you're smart, you'll look at the brisket. Glory hole, motherfuckers.
Oh, I was just listening to you guys talk about how awful Houston is and how it's Texas's Indiana, but not so bad. And I thought, oh my God, we're there, Kentucky. But then I guess I always knew that was the case. Glory hole.
Hey, Tom and Cecil, this is Jason. I'm from Texas, from the Dallas-Fort Worth area originally. Went to school in Austin and worked in Houston, and now I have the good fortune to live in Madison, Wisconsin. But wanted to say that Tom was right on his Houston screed. I often say if Florida is the Wang of America, then Houston is its sweaty, oily taint. It's just a miserable, depressing place. I've advocated just picking up the city and moving it, and I hope someday that happens. But yeah, I never ever want to go back. It's disgusting. God, I hate Houston. Glory hole.
Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. This is episode 248 of Cognitive Dissonance, and we have returned from the wilds of Michigan.
We have.
Which I just want to point out very briefly that central Michigan is so far north, it's south again.
I was driving up there and I saw a dude with a fucking, he had a sticker in the back window, and the sticker was the rebel flag when you were far away. And when you pulled up close, you could see it was a cutout that said Rebel Sun. And I looked and I said, where wow. The fuck am I?
Yeah, man.
Did I take a wrong turn at fucking Indianapolis?
No, we rode up separately, and the gang of us, we stopped at a Wendy's in the middle of fucking central Michigan,
oh,
like South Haven or some fucking hole in the
ground.
So
what you basically ate was human beings when you went
there. It was definitely, I think it was just raw flesh,
yeah.
Just pressed baby flesh. Dude, I shit you not, we walked in, there's like, you know, there's like the garbage cans in a fucking fast food joint. Well, the garbage can's been pulled out and taken away, we don't know where, and then just garbage, and I'm not even fucking kidding, garbage was piled up on top of the
can housing units.
That's
like
how it was in New Orleans when I went to New Orleans. There was so much garbage that the garbage can couldn't control the garbage.
And we walk up to the counter, and I'm not even fucking kidding. There's a dude waiting there chewing on a cigarette. Like, I'm eating a cigarette.
They're smoking inside, or was it just a dyed out cigarette?
No, it was just a cigarette in his mouth, and he was chewing on it and eating it. And he had two hook hands. He had two hook hands. He had prosthetic hook hands.
How was he putting the food in his mouth?
I don't know. He's standing there with like his two buddies who looked fucking straight out of prison. He's got two fucking hook hands and he's literally eating a cigarette.
What if he lost them in like a tragic meth accident?
There's like garbage piled up everywhere, right? And then the woman behind it's not busy. There's only like four of us in the whole place and the drive-thru's non-existent. And the woman behind the counter is frantic, absolutely like fucking hair on fire frantic. And she like yells at my buddy. She's like, what do you want to eat? She's like, I can't take your order. And she's like, but she's very confusing. She's like, I can't take your order. What do you want? And David's like, I don't know how to answer that question.
This is David Michael from My Book of Mormon.
He just looked fucking floored by the question because it was self-contradictory. It's like, I can't take your order. What do you want? It's like, clearly the answer is like to give somebody my order.
And then he answered in his rich baritone voice.
He just sort of looked around for help is what he did, because there's fucking Captain Hook eating a cigarette over here. There's fucking mountains of garbage for some reason.
I know when you're out with other kids, kind of hard sometimes to even admit you're Christian.
So unsurprisingly, this first story comes from The Raw Story. Texas lawyer exposes religious hiring test for peace officers. County only wanted Baptist constables. There's a case in Williamson County that is being pushed forward by a job applicant who said that they showed up and that the constables were asking them about their views on marriage, abortion, and religion. And when they were deposed, they were basically like, yeah, we were asking them about their fucking views about marriage and abortion and religion.
I know, they come right out and admit it.
Yeah, it's almost like they're like, well, can't. What do you mean I can't ask someone if they're planning to get pregnant? You know, like, what are you talking about?
I love that. I know, right? Like if you were to ask any of the questions, like, are you gay? Or
right.
I mean, and although are you gay down there might not matter, because there's many states, and this is a tangent, but there's many states that wouldn't matter. That if you ask, you can get fired for being gay in several. So I want to say there's only like,
sure. Yeah, because there's
only like 12 states with protections, and some of them are pretty weak. So they're not like full protections, like getting added to that. You always say it when you can't.
Yeah, the federal law, it's race, color, religion, national origin, sex, marital status.
Yeah, they added you to that, it would be a different story. But instead, it's there were just weak protections for people in certain states. But in any case, like, if you were to ask, like you said, like, are you looking to have a child soon?
We had a manager who was interviewing for they were manager underneath me, and they were interviewing for a position. And we let that manager go because he was crazily incompetent. And then later, some dude, I got this resume. I'm like, this resume looks great. I brought this person in and I interviewed him. I'm like, this is great. And then through the course of the interview, they're like, yeah, I already interviewed once with you guys and I didn't get the job. I'm surprised you called me. I'm like, who'd you interview with? Oh, I interviewed with so-and-so, the guy we ended up firing. And he said, it was the weirdest interview. He just kept asking me if I smoked. And I was like, if you smoke... Well, what was the follow-up? I was floored by it. I'm like, what is the follow-up? And he's like, that's the thing. He's like, I didn't understand. He's like, he asked me if I smoked, and I said, no. And he said, you don't ever smoke? And I said, no. And he said, have you ever smoked? He's like, I don't work like at a gasoline refinery. Oh, you know awesome. What I mean?
Like, he's like afraid he's going to get like drop it on some title insurance papers or something like an ash.
No, it was so weird. This guy is like the best hire that I've made in the last year. Like, he's great. And he got passed up. And I have no idea why, but like, I guess the guy spent like 5 minutes grilling him about whether
what
he smoked, whether
fuck?
He like intended to smoke. He asked him if he vaped. Like,
Who fucking cares?
What
weird questions you ask? Weird. But like, there's some shit you just can't do.
Yeah.
You know, you can't ask people.
Well, they
like,
asked these people in this particular instance. They asked a question about their view on gay marriage and their views on abortion. And my answer to that would be like, well, I'm not really qualified to perform them. Is there going to be a training? While we're asking,
I'm willing with a little training.
Yeah, while we're asking questions about this interview, I'm going to be a constable. What the fuck is my job?
Yeah,
what do
right?
I do as a constable? Do I have to travel back in time and arrest fucking villains? Like, what do I do?
I read that too, and I thought, like, a constable? What are you kidding me? Like, are we hiring in Deadwood? Yeah. Like, is that what's going on now? Like, a constable? It's insane.
Yeah,
you
got to have on your resume San Francisco cocksucker. That has to be one of the major things on there. I want to read what a Texas constable does. Constables and their deputies are fully empowered peace officers. The duties of the constable generally include providing bailiffs for the justice of the peace court within the precinct and serving processes issued there and from any other court. Moreover, some constables' offices limit themselves to only these activities, but others provide patrol, investigative, and security services as well.
Do they like a weird one-stop shop? It's like, I guess if you're a constable, you're like a Barney.
Yeah, you're like more than a sheriff. Like, you can travel all over the county and like serve papers, I guess. Although, man, I want to see I watched this video. I want to see this guy do the fucking physical fitness test to be a peace officer. This dude looks like meatloaf. Are you kidding me? There's no way. This guy can't run a mile.
Is there a physical fitness test for a constable?
I don't think so. But it does say that it says they're fully empowered peace officers.
Well, sure, but a Texas peace officer just means you have to shoot people. You know,
no, that's
like
true.
You drive up and shoot them and then you just drive away and that's it, right? That's a Texas peace officer.
Mine eyes have seen the glory hole whilst coming with the Lord, and he's rubbing out a vintage since his girth is quite engorged. He hath loosed his seed an immaculate stream from his terrible stiff sword. His truth is just BS. Glory, glory, glory ho! Glory, glory, glory ho!
This story comes from Talking Points Memo. Huckabee aide physically blocked Cruz from getting into the Kim Davis money shot. this is really pretty funny, actually.
Hey-o.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wow, that's crazy. Because, you know, like when they get the money shot, they normally want as many people in it as possible. You know what I mean? Like, you want to get as many dicks in the money shot as possible. And clearly, if you could get the dicks like Huckabee and Cruz in the same money shot, that's a million view video right
there. You would
think
that they would have the whole 16 candidate lineup on the Republican side and just
because they're all
fucking
cocks,
just spray her down, just fucking hose her down like a Japanese schoolgirl.
there's a video with Amy Schumer where she's getting interviewed on one of those, it's a skit where she's being interviewed, supposedly interviewed on one of those late night shows. And every time they cut back to her, she's shinier. So like when they cut back to her, like she's got more like gold coloring on her legs. You know, like how they color themselves, kind of like that's like spray on tan or whatever. But at one point, she looks like Goldfinger because she's so covered in it. But it's like later in the skit, and then she's talking about how she just likes to stay home and watch Star Wars, and you know, she's talking about what kind of nerd she is, and two guys in the audience ejaculate all over her while she says it. And I can't help but think about the same thing. The more Kim Davis talks about, you know, oh, I'm such an oppressed little shitbag or whatever she's talking about. It's just like, you could, I mean, just look at fucking Huckabee's face in this article.
Know.
He looks like he's rubbing one out looking
what
at her
right now. What a smug looking like.
He's just standing there like, I am milking you for votes like a fucking vote cow. Like, he's just like,
she's a vote cow. She's just going to like reach exactly over
and fucking grab a teat and be like, and Chads will fucking start popping out of there.
You know, it's rare. It's a rare occasion, but can I at least say this out loud that we totally called it?
I know, right? You did.
You know, like, it's a rare occasion.
Right.
But we totally fucking called it. Like, everybody's talking about how this is religion based. She's being put in jail for religion. Later on, we're gonna hear a Pat Robertson clip where somebody says that someone was put in jail because of their religion, not because they were being a fucking twat and didn't fucking fill out the paperwork.
You know, did you watch her come out and like to the fucking Eye of the Tiger song? She's like, I just want to give all the glory to God.
I heard that Eye of the Tiger survivor people were pissed that they're used filing it without permission.
Like a $12 million lawsuit. Because they're like, fucking, we don't want you using our song. You suck.
No
like,
shit.
You're the suckiest suck that ever sucked to suck.
Fucking
you're horrible. Oh. It's just so pathetic that these fucking foolios are falling all over themselves.
I know.
Trying to line up on the wrong side of history for a fucking vote. Yeah. It's like, whose dick won't you suck in order to win?
It's funny. It's funny that they mentioned, I watched a, I don't know what it was. Maybe it was John Oliver. I don't remember what I was watching. It was a video, though, and they were talking about how they asked a bunch of different of these Republican candidates if they would attend a gay wedding. And on the dais, one of them said they would. And then someone else, they asked him, and he said, well, I've been to a gay wedding, but I'm still for men and women getting married, blah, blah, blah. But I've been to a gay wedding, basically, is what he said. And you're like, you know, the thing is when it's a human being that's close to them, it's a totally different story. But it's, you know, when it's a fucking amorphous, oh, we want to cut it out, it's a totally, you know, it's a 100% totally different stance that they have. I want to say, though, not only is there like a really sad Ted Cruz on stage, which is awesome. He's got his hand over his heart. He looks hilarious. But also somebody posted on our Facebook page and they said something about, I don't want to mention these people's opinion or these people's I don't want to mention these people's appearances because I think that's kind of low, but a cabbage boiled in piss comes to mind is what they said. And then I thought, you know, haven't we made enough fun of English food? I mean, come on now.
Never enough. Never enough. Deserves everything it can get.
You know what we need to eat is more kidneys. That's what we need to eat is kidneys and organ meats. Is there anything you can fucking grind up some nasty fucking organ meats and fucking make me eat them? Because I'd love to do that. Yeah,
if when you're done, you can roll it in fucking half-cleaned intestines and then boil it for 30 minutes.
That'd be terrific. God.
I love that he physically blocked him, though.
It would have been great if it came to blows. So an aide, an aide of Huckabee physically blocked Ted Cruz, and Ted Cruz is evidently like fucking not man enough to just shoulder that fucker out of his way.
He's such a pansy. He just looked down and walked away. Like, that's the fucking best like, part. It's like your fucking future job depends on this. Like if you threw out a golden ticket to a job that pays half as well or has half as much notoriety as the presidency in downtown Chicago, people would fight to the death over that ticket. And this guy is just like, as soon as he gets blocked, he fucking looks down and walks away. You want this guy across the table from Putin is what you want.
And then he fucking sits in the corner and pouts like a fucking sad panda. Are you kidding me? He's just like, I'm so sad. Norwegian death metal for everybody. Who cares? Idiot. The same thing occurred. I was like, man, if my job was to do a thing and somebody's like, I'm going to stop you by blocking your way, I'd be like, I'm fucking moving you. I got a job to do, motherfucker.
Or, you know, if you have a staffer that's blocking the way, don't you have a staffer that can clear the way?
Can't we have staffer fights?
Yeah, because here's the thing. Bum fights are boring because they're not nourished, but staffer fights... Staffer fights, those guys eat well.
Yeah, they're like latte-fueled bloodbaths.
Oh, my gosh. And you get like those young, hungry people right out of college. They're ready. They'll cut
right
you,
idealistic right-wingers
you.
Just fucking.
Oh, they will
And the
cut
best
you.
Part is they're armed to the teeth. They all have their concealed carry permits. They're right-wingers. They got fucking AR-15s in their drawers, man. They're like, they're ready
to shoot. Imagine us shooting at one of these just to get somebody on stage?
Because there's nothing but death and refuse in the rectum. No life can come out of the rectum. The rectum is designed to get rid of death and waste. It's designed for that one purpose. And the sodomites are cheering on and praising the rectum.
So this story comes from Right Wing Watch. I know. Raw story in Right Wing Watch. Who would have thunk it? Staver, requiring Kim Davis to do her job is like forcing her to grant a license to sodomize children.
What?
I know.
Hold on.
Just
you
like
can get
it,
a
dude.
License for that?
I don't know where you
oh,
get it.
Oh, man. Because, you know, sodomizing it's like, someone else, you know, it's tight, but it's not super tight. But children, now that's tight. That's like fucking a pumpkin without a hole in it. You know what I mean? Tight,
no.
tight.
You know, it's like, it's probably like the marijuana stamps, right? Like, yeah, you can buy pot, but you got to buy a marijuana stamp. And also, we don't sell marijuana
also,
stamps.
Also, when you go to ask for the marijuana stamp, we will arrest you.
We're arresting you for asking for it, right?
So don't ask, whatever you do, don't ask about the license to sodomize children.
This is like somebody showing up and actually being like, so saw a movie. Here there's a license to kill. I'd like to get one of those.
Can you imagine going to your local police department and be like, yeah, I want to get a license to sodomize children. They'd be like, oh, yeah, you got to go to the waiting room, though.
Right. Oh, yeah. Here's some shiny new bracelets you can put on you. You know, that reminds me of a story from last weekend, too, though. So we're getting ready to go. We're going on a camping trip. And a bunch of people showed up to my house. And we had more cars than I could fit in my driveway. So we pulled a bunch of the cars onto the street, and we're going to leave them there for the weekend. And my buddy says, hey, did you call the police and tell them you were parking cars on the street? I said, well, no, why would I do that? And he said, well, it's illegal in the city that I live in, evidently, to park cars on the street overnight, although there's no signs posted. So I guess you're just supposed to know this by fucking osmosis. So I was like, well, I had no idea. Like, that was the thing. I've parked my car in the street overnight before, and nothing happened. He's like, yeah, they can ticket you. You should just... He's like, but all you have to do is call the police and tell them that you're going to do it, and they won't ticket you. And I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. Just so I understand. There's a law in place. But if you make a phone call to the police and say, pretty please don't enforce it between these days and these days, they're down with it? And he's like, yeah, that's pretty much it. So he just called the police, was like, yeah, gave him my address. And he's like, yeah, don't give us tickets. We're parking in the street. And then you get to park in the street. It's like, it's kind of the same thing. It's like, sodomizing children, that's gross. That's wrong. It's illegal. But if you get a license, for it, it's for fine. It. You just got to ask first.
All right, let's play this clip. It's from Matt Staver, the Liberty Council attorney.
Yeah, this involves Clerk Kim Davis in Rowan County, Kentucky. And she prayed about this situation before the June 26th opinion of five lawyers on the Supreme Court.
And it didn't fucking work. And she prayed about it. Yeah, I don't care how many people prayed about it. Didn't work, turns out.
And then, of course, after it came down on Friday, she was targeted right away on the following Monday, as were clerks around the country, and they were being asked to license something that collides with their religious conviction. And to understand this, a clerk provides licenses to do something, a license to operate a motor vehicle on the road, a license to build a particular facility, or a license to do this, or a license to do that, a license to operate a business. And so that person is licensing someone to do something. And in this case, they're licensing what? They're licensing something that is directly contrary to the core of their religious convictions, to engage in sinful activity among same-sex relations.
How do you know? I mean, if you get married, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to do anything sinful.
Sure. You could have an entirely celibate marriage. I mean, many would probably argue that by getting married, you move closer to celibacy.
I chipped that one out there hoping you would take it in the right position. And you went exactly where I hoped.
Well,
Thank
it's about
you.
Time somebody took it in the right position.
And sanction something that is contrary to the scriptures, and that is marriage of two people of the same sex. So it is not something tangential to their Christian values. It's something that's at the core of their Christian values. To force someone like that to give a license for something to legalize, to put a stamp of approval on something that is absolute rebellion against God, sinful?
So resign.
Yeah, right.
So resign. Like, if you can't do the job, why do you think that you're more important than everyone else that's already, and this law has already been decided? Why do you think that you're more important? Wouldn't you just say, you know what, this is a guy, if you were a fucking executioner, let's say, and you say, you know what, they just put executions back. Before, I was just fucking on Reddit all day. I didn't have to do anything. I just fucking looked at fucking space dicks all day. I didn't have anything going on. But now they just reinstituted executions, and it's against my fucking moral convictions or whatever fucking high and mighty bullshit I'm going to pull out to say I can't kill people. We'll get a new job, bro. Yeah. Like, fucking new right? job time. It's fucking dust out that resume, update LinkedIn, time to get out there and get in the fucking workforce.
And, you know, if I were a Muslim person, would I be able to say, well, I don't issue liquor licenses?
Yeah, or I don't issue fucking driver's license to women?
Or I don't issue licenses to own a dog because dogs are unclean?
Or I only give out licenses for hand chopper offer machines, right?
Everybody gets a hand chopper offer machine. Whether you want one or not, you get one when you open a checking
this
account.
This thing's terribly dangerous. I don't want to put it in my cabinet. I don't like it.
It's just always on. It's just clunk, 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 clunk.
Then that is a direct collision of unprecedented magnitude. And that's what they're asking her to do. So when she refused to do so, the ACLU filed suit, and Liberty Counsel came in to defend her.
And wouldn't this, what would be a good comparison to this, Matt? I mean, what would be another activity that, you know, if someone was to come in and say, we want the county stamp of approval and we want this county clerk actually licensing us to do, I'm trying to think of an example, but something that would also be, you know, unbiblical and violate their beliefs, and then to grant that license would be to participate in it.
Maybe they could grant licenses to wearing the same type of cloth, like out of two different fabrics,
or sowing seeds in the same fucking furrow or whatever. Or not fucking building your ark with the right fucking cubits and shit.
Or maybe if you like eat shellfish or eat a certain food on a certain day, or if you eat pork or something. Right? Like all of those things could be bad, depending.
Yeah. What if you were like, yeah, I want to get a license to not stone adulterers? I know that's unbiblical, but, you know, my someone I know is an adulterer, and I want a license to not have to stone
them. I just want to not stone him. Is that going to be a possibility?
That's what I'd like. Because I really feel uncomfortable about hurling rocks at people until they fucking die a painful death. Can I get... Oh, no, I can't get that because it's against your biblical... shenanigans.
Yeah, to grant the license to engage in pornography.
Do I need a license to engage in pornography? Wait, as a consumer or as like an actor in the pornography? Because maybe I need like a SAG card.
Right?
But
hopefully it's not saggy pornography. Well, that's a little depressing.
Look, if it's me, it's saggy pornography. Look.
Hey, we're all getting a little older.
Yeah, we're all getting
saggy pornography.
Me, I'm getting a lot older. I'm like, when are they going to go to my knees? Like, when is that going to happen? Because it's going to happen eventually.
It's fine. They hit the water. It's
fine. Like, one ball is going to be... It's like I'm running a mile and I sound like a seal when it's clapping, you know? Just as I go, you know?
Running a mile.
When I'm walking quickly a mile, it sounds like...
Walking a mile.
When I'm in my little... Rascal scooter and it hits the wheel. Sounds like that.
To grant a license, in other words, to sodomize children or something of that nature.
Sure. No, it's a license. I love it's like it's comparing a marriage license, which is a duty and an obligation of the clerk, versus like shit that the clerk just doesn't do at all, like that's not involved in whatsoever,
or that is completely illegal.
Right.
It's not the pornography one because the pornography one is just stupid.
Right.
But the banging the little kids, nobody's saying, like, the thing is like start your battle with making it illegal. Start there. Oh, you can't do that anymore. Okay, then shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Because it's not illegal. Just because your God doesn't want you to do it. Well, then don't do it. Like, it fucking is super easy. The thing is like, fucking, aren't there certain religions, and I don't know if this is true because I don't know fuck all about other religions. I barely know about anything about any religion, period. But aren't there some religions that are strictly vegan or that are strictly vegetarian and things like that?
Yeah, Jainism, you know,
like,
for example.
What the fuck
yeah.
would happen if one of those people, you know, had, like, they had to fucking, like, they were a USDA fucking right. grading guy.
Right.
And they were just like, sorry, it's against my religion to fucking, like, grade these eggs or grade this meat because I don't think anyone should eat meat. It's like, fucking, man, you got the wrong profession, dude.
You picked the wrong job.
Like, if you're an uptight asshole, you shouldn't be a county clerk. And if you're a vegan, you shouldn't be a fucking USDA grader. Like, yeah, it's fucking right. super easy. If you're super squeamish, you shouldn't be a doctor.
Yeah.
Like, what should you be like, I'm sorry, I'm very squeamish. I don't want to do this kind of operation. I feel weird about it. I'm starting to get a little lightheaded. I guess you're going to die. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, not everybody is fucking suited for every fucking job. And, like, you may find throughout the course of your career that you're no longer suited for something that you were previously suited for. That means it's time to fucking change jobs, not just be like,
move
oh,
the
I'd like
fuck
to show
on.
Up for work and not do my job.
Jesus
Christ. Can you
Christ.
Imagine if you showed up for work and you were just like, here's the deal. You know that thing? Because it's not even that she wasn't going to give the licenses. It's that, more egregiously, she told all of the people that worked for her not to give licenses.
I know. And she wasn't giving licenses to fucking opposite sex either.
Right.
So fucking go fuck yourself. You're not giving licenses to
right.
anybody.
Yeah.
Podcasters. They live in squalor, destitute, and disenfranchised, eking out an existence as best they can in such desolate places as Chicago. In pairs, but otherwise alone, they suffer from hunger and thirst, barely making it day to day on store-brand chicken wings and weak domestic beer. But now you can help. For just a few dollars a podcast, pennies a day, you can give them the restaurant-style chicken wings and imported beer that they so desperately need. For less than the price of a cup of coffee, you can make a difference in their lives, allowing them the opportunity to rant unfettered, as nature intended. Please, go to patreon.com/distancepod. Today, make a pledge and help these poor, innocent creatures lead a life worth living.
So also from Right Wing Watch, Jonathan Kahn, Kim Davis, gay rights, and two cows prove God's wrath is imminent. This is amazing.
I gotta play this video.
Pat Robertson.
Now I wanna play the video. It's from 700 Club, but I wanna mention, when he talks about the cows, the moo cows that he talks about, the moo cows have little patterns on their face. Okay, so when he's talking about the moo cows having little seven, there's a pattern on their face. So if you want to see this, you'll have to watch the video to see what the moo cows look like. All right, so here we go. This is fucking, they're talking about the, this is, they're talking about that fucking, what was that thing, the Sveta or whatever the fuck it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, the Schmoogle, the Schmeagle.
The Schmeagle.
Yeah.
The Schmeagle. The Kegel. Yeah. They're talking about
the Kegels.
Kegels.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be, this is far out, but this is good. And that is that there's a sign, Pat, that God gave of the first warning of an economic fall, in a sense. The first cycle is actually in Genesis, when you have 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. Yeah, the sign, right. the warning he gave mm-hmm. was the dream to Pharaoh of seven cows, each one is a yeah. year, and then seven bad cows, right. each one is a year.
Seven bad
they're
like
cows?
They're wearing leather jackets made from other cows.
They're like, you know, we're moo. The bad cows? Are you kidding me? They got one glove. Like, a cow simply can't do a wrong thing. Like, all they do is stand around being a cow.
Eating food and producing meat. That's what they do.
I can't imagine. What does a cow do to, like, misbehave? We expect so little of them. You know? It's like,
So you got the number seven, you got the figure of a cow. Now, here's a far out thing. What happened is, last September, a cow was born, literally. The AP, not a Christian organization, takes the image of that cow, spreads it across America, and I think they have that image. That image of the cow is a cow literally born with a number seven on its head.
There it is!
On its, seven on its head.
Listen to them!
It does look, I will say this. The image looks, it looks like a number seven.
Sure.
I will say that. That looks, I mean, wow. I've never seen, okay, I mean, it's a fucking pattern on the cow's face, but whatever.
It's a cow, man. Like, they're black and white sometimes, and, like, a seven is not a difficult shape. Like, it's,
yeah.
It's not like, oh, and it has a symbol, and it's, you know, fucking crop circles or something.
I guess a cow with a fucking seven on its head is way more impressive in an era without television.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, right. In an era where, you know, you're not flying through the air at 400 miles an hour.
Yes.
A cow with a seven on its head is pretty fucking impressive.
It's a big deal.
But
right.
in an era where I can take an elevator from the lowest floor and get up to 100 floors in a minute or two, that's pretty impressive. That's way more impressive than a fucking design on a cow's face.
Yeah. Here's the thing that makes me laugh, too, is that earlier he said it was seven cows. Now it's just one cow representing seven.
I want a cow to shit out seven bad cows.
Right? But, like, are we low on cows?
No, so they gotta be misbehaving cows, and they all come out the same. They're all misbehaving. They're like, oh, you nasty, naughty little cows. One of them, like, jumps over the moon.
It's like, weren't there supposed to be seven cows? No. You misunderstood the prophecy.
No, it's
I am seven, the cow.
Hey, y'all, I painted a seven on this heifer's head. Take a look, huh? Pretty good seven, I gotta say. I painted it in fur. Think I'm pretty good. I'm gonna start a new fur art. It's like that carpet art you do with the yarn, where you do the yarn in the little fucking grid they got. Yeah, I do one of those things, except for you gotta do it. It's a very small follicle you gotta work with. It's very time-consuming.
I've been painting with cows for a long time. Y'all didn't notice till I made it a seven. Eight, nobody says shit. Nine, ain't hear nothing. Sixes, only if you got three of them does anyone give a shit.
I painted so many three cows, you don't even know. I painted threes like crazy because I love Dale Earnhardt. I'm a huge fan of Dale Earnhardt. So I painted threes all up and down those cows. Nobody noticed anything before. You also didn't name them Dale.
Well, that's because they're cows and not bulls.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
The AP goes across America, released her, and it happened, what day? September 25th, that's released. That's the opening day of the Shemitah.
The Shmeagle? Whatever. How can you listen to this and take this seriously?
The opening day, Tom.
The opening day of Shemitah? Who throws out the first cow?
Open us a seven on its head. You know what you have to do in the opening day of the Shemitah? You go and you put your quarter in and you pull, and if you get three seven bulls, you get a whole pile of cows comes out.
Toward the end of the Shmeagle or whatever, like
the
you know toward the end of the precious
Isn't that
Shmeagle?
The guy from Lord of the Rings?
It is, yeah.
Shmeagle. Oh, it's my precious.
You get your the seventh inning cow stretch, you're just mooing and fucking oh god.
Take me out to the
take me out to the Shmeagle.
The sign of the seventh year on the opening day. Now another cow was born in Texas, okay. and as a Christian farmer, the calf is born. It's a red heifer. Something strange about the red heifer, and I have a picture of that there.
Okay, that's a shitty seven. I gotta say, if you see this picture, it's a shitty seven. It kind of looks like it just looks like a greater than sand on its face, it's like a greater than sign, you know, where you kind of do like the one alligator eats the bigger number. That's what it looks like to me.
Could they have taken, like, what is with this cow? Like, they had to take a picture from the fucking space shuttle? It's so far away. Are you kidding me?
No, you don't get near bad cows, motherfucker. You don't get near them, motherfuckers.
Look at that. This picture is so small. Like, it's like somebody fucking put a telescopic lens on a fucking potato to take this picture.
It's outrageous.
That is a second cow with a number 7, born on the same day, September 25th, the opening day of the Shemitah.
So now it's 14. It's not even...
They need to have like fucking... Don't they have to have like 7 more cows or 5 more cows born with 7s?
I don't. Do you have to have them? I thought you just had to have 7 like fucking dirty whore cows or whatever.
The thing is like as many cows as that have a vague shape of the number 7 that they have a picture of, they will fucking mention. But all the other fucking millions and billions of cows right? that are born every year, they're not going to mention.
Yeah,
right?
Well, because they're not fucking precious cows. They're not fucking Schmeagle cows
or
whatever.
You would think, out of all the fucking cows born, one of them's going to be born in like a fucking suit eventually. Right? Like, are you kidding me? They look like he has a top hat and like a fucking suit.
He's got a monocle when he comes out of there.
Like a monocle. Like, what's that? Pardon me, sirs, but have you seen my Schmeagle?
This is the biblical sign. Now, the thing is that in 1973, you had the Shemitah that led to a different kind of fall. You had not only economy, you had a spiritual fall. America legalizes the killing of its unborn children. This is major. This year, 2015, has been just as significant. Something very major has happened. This is very significant. And that is in the Bible, you know, one of the signs that precedes judgment is the act of desecration. Ezekiel's taken to the temple of God and he's shown idols all over the temple, and God says judgment's coming. In Daniel's in Babylon, the king says we're going to take the vessels of the temple of Jerusalem.
What the fuck is he on about, dude? What the fuck is he on about right now? Do you hear all this? Are you fucking kidding me? Well, we got to take the fucking vessels in the temples. I got cows, fucking Ezekiel with Daniel. We're going to have a fucking sad face and a fucking unhappy clown shows up and people are casting spears at fucking, what are you on about? This is fucking crazy. What are you saying, you fucking like, Schmeagle talking motherfucker?
Oh, it's like 4 minutes long, and he's not saying anything.
I can't. Seriously, I hear that. I'm just like, I can't. I'm so not listening to this shit. I am so not. And fucking Pat's like, oh, yeah, that's a fucking. I remember that story with
love fucking Ezekiel talk is amazing, dude. When they're just like, he's just talking about something in the Bible. And the thing is like you have a giant book full of all kinds of different disparate things. Of course you can find one thing in there that – and the thing is like when he gets to this point, it doesn't even make any sense. Like let's let him get to it at least.
God.
I know.
All right, let me hear about how you fucking lost your ring and your precious, Schmeagle.
The holy vessels, and we're going to drink from them, and we're going to drink to the gods. At that moment, the hand appears, handwriting on the wall, this night is judgment. So the act of desecration precedes judgment. Desecration to take something made for God, to turn it against its purposes, and turn it against God.
Well, like the anus? Are we talking about the anus here?
What are you talking about? Something that was made for God that we turn it against God? Like...
Yeah, it's the butt. It's not the butt.
Vessel holy of consecration.
Vessel, yeah. It's the butt.
So far,
right?
It's the butt. It's still the butt.
Is marriage. Marriage is a...
Well, that's not the butt.
No, you don't get the butt too much once you get
it's
married.
It's kind of the taint, right? If you ask me.
Of God, it is his vessel. If you take that vessel and you turn it against its purposes and turn it against God's purposes, it's an act of desecration. About 2 months ago, America crossed the line. The Supreme Court strikes down marriage as we know it. Right. Act of desecration. All across America, this is celebrated with a sign of the rainbow. The rainbow doesn't belong to man or an organization of man. The rainbow, it belongs to God. It is his holy, holy vessel. Right. And yet to take the rainbow...
What the fucking listen to this man. Who is listening to this guy? The rainbow belongs to God.
How do we see it?
Well, that's my rainbow. I'm just loaning it to you every now and again when it gets all rain shiny outside. That's why I call it rain shiny.
Look, you go to Rent-A-Center and you get individual colors. That's how this works.
Yeah, I'm just loaning you that rainbow for your looking eyes. I'll later burn them out. It's all good.
It's fine. When you burn in the lake of fire like all you fucks will.
for not loving me enough.
And use that as a celebration of this first desecration is a double desecration.
We double dog dared him. Double dog dared him, Tom.
Wow. We're finger cuffing this desecration.
Let's see if we can get to a triple dog dare.
And then that night, Pat, you know, remember with Babylon, it happens in the palace, the highest house of Babylon on the wall. Well, that night, the White House, the highest house in the land, puts up the sign of the rainbow on literally the White House becomes a vessel of desecration celebrating this. This is a triple desecration.
I tell you, it's a triple dog dare you.
And what is the rainbow? The rainbow is a sign of God's covenant. Mm-hmm. It's a sign linked to judgment.
His covenant for what? Well, slow the fuck down. His covenant to what? His covenant not to drown the earth again when he gets fucking pissy.
Yeah.
According to your fucking crazy story for super lunatics that never fucking happened. Never happened. None of this fucking crazy cockamamie nonsensical bullshit ever happened, but fine. According to your fucking cuckoo mythology, the rainbow is the fucking consolation prize to the fucking last man standing incest family that has to fuck until the earth is repopulated since God fucking had a temper tantrum that created a global genocide. That covenant, I just wanted to be real clear about which covenant.
And mercy. And so to twist that, to turn that on its head, how much more can we do to provoke God in this hour? And so here we have, and they have the handwriting in Babylon. Now you have the handwriting appears on the White House, on the walls of the White House, in the color of the rainbow. Mm-hmm. So this, and you say, how can we get any worse than that? We cross the line. Well, right now, there's a woman in jail now. Now, and this is another sign. In the Bible, you actually had, before judgment came, you had prophets in jail. You had Jeremiah in jail when the thing came. It's a sign that, the prophets cried out. They said, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Sure. Well, it's happening now.
Is she a prophet? Kim Davis is a prophet?
I don't know. She's certainly going to profit from all this. I guarantee that.
Yeah, it's a different kind of prophet.
Right? This guy couldn't speak any faster. This guy is so fucking excited, man. He's like, and it's all nonsense.
Yeah, it really is all nonsense, man.
None of this means a fucking thing. This is how easy it is to turn, everyday events and just twist that shit into, it matches the fucking prophecy. You could do the same thing with the fucking Harry Potter prophecies, man.
I bet you could. You know, anything that's written in any prophetical sense, I bet you could. I bet you could take any of the books from the Norse tradition or the fucking American Indian tradition or you just start naming off different traditions that had either prophecies or anything. And you could easily match it. Look at all the 2012 shit that went around.
I know,
man.
Right? And it's like all the fucking dimwits who have a fucking raging heart on about fucking Nostradamus, right?
That shit is easy. You read that, and there's so many different fucking ways to interpret it.
Right.
You read the Nostradamus stuff, and you could just look at it, and you're like, oh, my God, there's a billion ways to interpret it, and it wasn't even written like this for this particular purpose.
But it's so funny because it's like, well, the handwriting on the wall, and then that's really the rainbow. No. I mean, that's a rainbow if you redefine the terms, right? Like, if you just constantly redefine what things are.
Yeah, cast out a bigger net every time.
Right. So you're just like, you're assigning a value, saying, oh, well, metaphorically, the rainbow is the handwriting. Well, I don't know, man. Maybe earlier it was actual handwriting because that was a different thing. So if you need it to match, just decide it matches and call it a metaphor. A metaphor.
And God is letting cows get shit out with fucking sevens on their head, but not like fucking – why not have a cow that comes out with four normal hoofs, but then like seven other hoofs that come off of it, so it looks like a goddamn arachnid or something, you know? Like, why not have a cow like fucking look all crazy or something?
What?
But instead it's just like, oh, it just kind of has like a seven pattern on its face.
If God really wanted people to not do shit, why not have cows get – on Wednesday, every cow across the world that got born, on the side of the fucking cow was written, enough with the gay marriage already. God.
Yeah.
You know?
Super easy.
Fucking easy peasy.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah.
Story is outrageous and amazing. It's from the Raw story. Florida gun maker thinks Crusader gun will act as Muslim terrorist kryptonite.
Wow. So
what a fucking idiotic twat this guy is.
This is spectacular. So this fucking dimwit has made an AR-15. He's calling it the Crusader.
Oh, that's not a fucking loaded term at all.
Right.
A loaded. Yeah. Loaded. You see what I did there with
nice
the gun?
Ayo.
It's a gun. It's a loaded.
Yeah. So term. He's made this AR-15, and it's intended to be a weapon that Muslims can't pick up because it has fucking Bible words on it.
It's not Thor's hammer.
Right?
What the fuck?
I gotta tell you, like, if there's a fucking firefight and somebody drops an AR-15 and somebody else needs an AR-15, I don't care if that fucking AR-15 says, fuck you, Tom, I hate your fucking face. I'm gonna pick it up and shoot somebody with it.
He says in the article, he says, right now, as it has been for quite some time, one of the biggest threats in our world remains Islamic terrorism. We wanted to make sure we built a weapon that would never be able to be used by Muslim terrorists to kill innocent people. It's not fucking Judge Dredd's gun
That
like figures out your DNA before you shoot it. It's got a fucking engraving in it.
Right. And he says off the cuff, I'd say I'd like to have a gun that if a Muslim terrorist picked it up, a bolt of lightning would hit and knock him dead. Well, okay, I'd like to have $6 million, but that's equally fanciful. Like,
well, the good thing is that both of you could just settle on an engraving.
Right.
You know? You could get a trophy that said, Tom received $6 million, and he could get a gun that says, if Muslims touch this, they bloat it up.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine, you just throw it at a Muslim and you just think he's going to explode if he touches it and just
that's amazing.
Shoots you instead?
That's awesome.
It reminds me of those fuckwits that made the pork bullets.
I know.
Right?
This is even dumber, though. But I think this is dumber.
It's fucking super goofy.
What's written in there is Psalm 144:1. I don't even know that that's a thing.
I didn't know that was a thing.
But it says, blessed be the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. That actually could be the battle cry of the Catholic priests when they diddle children, too.
Sounds like a bad metal lyric.
Yeah. But in any case... that's what it says. It's like, well, you know, if somebody read that, they'd be like, it's not like they would fucking like hiss like a vampire and burn.
Right.
They would just pick it up and be like, oh, well, I guess the Lord is Allah. Or they would look at it and say, well, I don't read English.
Right. And if I had a thing and it had something that I didn't want, I would just fucking throw some electrical tape over it and call it a day.
Seriously, though, like, let's say you're in the fucking the theater over there fighting, right? You're over there fighting. And you need a weapon and you pick it up and it happens to have fucking Arabic on it. Would you even care? You'd be like, whatever.
I would have no idea. Could
fucking
say
found
like
a
insert,
gun, bro.
Yeah, could say fucking insert bullets here for all I know. I don't read that language.
Yeah.
I would have no idea what it said, right? And it wouldn't matter. You know, like this is a gun though that has a safety that has three settings: peace, war, and God wills it. A safety that has three settings, Cecil? What kind of fucking retard makes a safety that has three fucking settings?
Isn't God wills it like fully auto, though?
I don't think so because it's a civilian manufacturer.
Oh, okay.
So it wouldn't be full auto. So
I don't know then.
Yeah. It's just garbage. And then later when he gets called out on making something and like the fucking... He kind of gets called out on it. He's like, well, our goal isn't to offend or alienate good
people. Too late, bro.
Yes, it is. Your goal is clearly to offend people.
Yeah, I mean, when you say the biggest threats in the world is Islamic terrorism and that we wanted to make sure we built a weapon that would never be able to be used by Muslim terrorists to kill innocent people to advance their radical agenda.
Yeah, you clearly want to be provocative. Your marketing, just be honest about it. It's okay with me if you want to be provocative. Like, but just be honest about it. Like, just
right.
Be like, yeah, I'm just fucking trying to say some shit to sell some guns. Stand by it. Fucking carve some Bible verses into that shit. I got God wills it as the third option on my safety, which renders the safety less safe.
Third option. The third option is like, it's like the Google I feel lucky button.
Right.
Like when you pull it, you don't know what happens. You're just like, well, maybe it'll shoot, maybe it won't.
Yeah.
I feel lucky.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
So this next story comes from CNN, and it's just fucking nuts. Sarah Palin is eyeing energy secretary in potential Trump administration. So,
oh, God,
this is more of an apocalyptic sign than cows with fucking sevens or whatever on the Schmeagle day. So if Trump actually makes it and Sarah Palin becomes, I don't know, energy secretary or anything secretary, we're just fucked, Cecil.
I want to play. This is from CNN. And this is Sarah Palin, and like I said, it's from CNN. She's talking about energy policies.
Donald Trump says that he would love to have someone of your strength in his administration. When you take a look at the cabinet, is there a particular area you think would line up best with your strengths, a position you'd want to serve in?
What would line up with
your strengths, right? Like, she's like trying to think of like,
wait, she's like, she's got, strengths? Hold on, she's got to look at her hand to see what lines up with her strengths. She's like, what did I write down earlier? What are my strengths again? I fancy walking. I can do that.
Reading all the newspapers.
Reading all. Is there a secretary of newspapers that can be the secretary reader of all the newspapers?
Is there a secretary of I lost my notes and now I'm just going to ramble until all of my TV shows get canceled?
Is there a secretary of folksy wisdom?
Moose. I would like to, I mean, is there a secretary of moose population control?
That's a great question. I think a lot about the Department of Energy because energy is my baby. Oil and gas and minerals, those things that God has dumped on this part of the earth.
Hey, y'all, I was just trying to get rid of those oil, gas, and minerals. I was trying to clean out my yard so I could put my truck on blocks. Come on now.
Y'all, I can't be blamed. Y'all burn my poop. That's done. I done poop up there. That's what I did. I pooped. I'm not going to lie about it.
All it is a drainage for my septic system. That's it. I love that God has dumped that stuff on our side of the globe.
I just dropped fucking energy up there.
Didn't you see the sign, God? It says no dumping zone.
God.
For mankind's use, instead of us relying on unfriendly foreign nations for us to import their resources, I think a lot about Department of Energy. And if I were head of that, I'd get rid of it.
I'm the head of the thing. I'm canceling the thing.
Thank God she didn't become vice president.
Oh,
she's like, I'm gonna cancel the vice presidency. Yeah.
Just cancel the whole fucking cancel America. You know what?
Oh God!
Shut it down.
That's amazing.
Shut it down.
Oh.
And I'd let the states start having more control over the lands that are within their boundaries, and
the lands that are within their boundaries.
What is she saying?
Isn't that the state?
What does that mean? Play that over again. Do you mind? What? I don't understand.
No, not at all.
And I'd let the states start having more control over the lands that are within their boundaries and the people who are affected by the developments within their states. So
what the fuck?
What does that mean? The states would have more control over the states?
I don't know. I don't understand it either.
States would have more control over the land within their boundaries.
I think what she's saying is that they would be able to decide if they wanted to drill or not.
Sure, and not the federal government, right?
Not the federal government. That's what she's getting at.
She's making a states' rights argument. She's just so impossibly obtuse. My God. To listen to this woman speak is just to...
Look, Tom, that's our future energy secretary. Be nice. Well, only for like a week.
She hate-fucks the English language when she speaks.
She really does.
She just...
She, like, choke fucks it, you know?
Oh, my God.
You know, if I were in charge of that, it would be a short-term job, but it would be really great to have someone who knows energy and is pro-responsible development to be in charge.
Yeah, she knows energy, Tom. She's very energetic.
Yeah.
She's very energetic. She's not energetic like a physicist, though. More like in a folksy sort of useless way.
Right.
But certainly energetic.
She's energy in like a chained up meth addict kind of a way. You know, she's
right.
She's energetic like a hyperactive toddler, sort of a way, or like
Did she really just say that she knows energy?
She did. Yeah, she knows energy. She lives in a state that has some.
I really think she thinks that, man. I really think that she thinks that she has, that she is an expert on energy and energy policy because she lives in a state from which energy is derived.
Don't all states have the potential energy, though?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's some states that don't have much energy potential. I would argue there are many states that have no potential and should just be excised from the country entirely.
First off, a terrifying thing to even gloss over is a Trump presidency.
Let's never think about that again.
That's a terrifying
thing
to even
say it.
Gloss over. But
do you think it's going to happen, Cecil?
Well, I'll tell you. I think he's doing very well because a lot of people on both sides, Bernie Sanders is doing well and so is Trump, because they don't feel like career politicians. They don't feel like people who are, you know, following the main, what we're used to, you know, which is, you know, somebody coming in and saying, look, I'll give you a hand job, and then be like, eh, you know what? I'm really tired. Sort of thing. And that's what every politician does. And I don't care how many people fucking send us mail about Barack Obama being like how fucking he's the second coming. He did that in a huge way.
Sure did.
You know, do we still have people in Guantanamo? You know what I mean? Like, are there fucking still people down there getting fucking like waterboarded every day, basically?
Security policy, drone strikes, the continuing war. I mean,
it's terrible.
I'm not saying he's done nothing, but he's nowhere near as progressive
as he
progressives
claimed to be, right?
would lead you to believe. Yeah.
It's just crazy to me. But I think that people see that as a way to be refreshed. They're like, I'm refreshed by this. There's two people in this race that are very different from all the rest.
Yeah.
And that is refreshing. Now, will that get anywhere past the fucking primaries? I have no idea.
Yeah, right.
I mean, Hillary's still killing Bernie. You know what I mean? She still has tons of the vote. Now he's gaining, but she still has tons of the vote. Now Trump is the fucking standing tall in a field of midgets. Because all those people are awful.
They are really
so
super
he
terrible.
Has a real good chance of winning primaries, I think.
As
long as he doesn't say anything. Well, you know what? As long as he doesn't say anything racist, but no, it doesn't matter.
He's already said so many racist things. I can't imagine. That's the thing about Trump I can't understand. It's like, I think he's tapped into the deep-seated, xenophobic, racist base that is the white Republican Party, and they love it. They're frothing at the mouth about it, man. Like,
he just recently said that he would not run on an independent ticket if he wasn't in the primary,
right? Which is antithetical to what he had previously said. You know,
well,
even
the reason why
debates.
He said it is because he said he didn't trust the Republican Party and he didn't think that they would give him a fair shake. But now the Republican Party recognizes that he can be the guy that takes them where they need to go.
Good.
So I think that he's going to, you know, I don't think the Republican Party's stupid. And I think that they see who they're going to back. And I think they're seeing Trump and saying, well, this is our guy.
My God, that's really terrifying. And then the idea, because Trump has said he'd love to have Palin on his fucking team.
I know. Yep.
Are you kidding me? I'd love to have Palin. I'd fucking pick her last for dodgeball. I'd love to have her on my team. You make her the fucking whatever you make her the fucking secretary of, she just closes up shop. It's like you can't even make her secretary of state. She'd be like, fucking no more driver's licenses. Close up shop. I know all about energy. You know how I'm going to manage it? Close it all.
That's amazing.
What? Yeah, I'd fucking close it. Fucking close the whole fucking shebang. I don't give a shit. That's how you solve problems. Quit.
So we want to thank our most recent patrons, Robert, Chad, Christina, Caleb, Tayed, and Boonator. Boonator? Is it Boonator?
Boonator.
Boonator. Thank you all so much for your generous donations. We really do appreciate it. We are creeping up close to a goal, and the goal that we're getting close to is a patron-only show every quarter, I think, is the next goal for us. So if people were on the fence about whether or not they were going to give to the show, Well, one of the things is we're thinking about doing a patron-only show, and that would be every – you basically get four of those a year that no one else would hear except for the patrons.
I promise a show no worse than we already produce.
Than we already put out.
Right.
We did get one PayPal donation.
We did. We got a PayPal donation from Richard. Richard, thank you very much. It's terribly kind of you.
Somebody put together, Tom, our scat with a death metal lick underneath. So I want to play this. This is from Elvis. Elvis put this together.
I love the fucking eagle.
That's terrific. The eagle cry at the end is just fucking so sheer genius.
You know, sometimes we get things wrong on this show.
We do.
We didn't get anything wrong about English food because it's terrible.
That's
but
not
we
food.
Did get yeah. we did get something wrong last week. We did get something wrong last week about D's nuts. So I want to read this. This is from Mark, and I can't believe we've messed this up. Mark says, I try not to send pedantic emails commenting on your fine show, but I must take issue with some sloppy reporting on your part regarding the surging campaign of the independent candidate D's nuts. Specifically, you missed the important announcement regarding his running mate, Anya Chin. Clearly, D's Nuts Anya Chin ticket is aimed straight at the teabagger vote, and in my humble opinion, it has an excellent chance of defeating the other nuts and dicks in the ring.
That's pretty great.
I love D's Nuts Anya Chin. I think D's Nuts Anya Chin does have a strong pace to move forward, and I think that's where this country needs to go, is to wear D's Nuts Anya Chin.
Yeah, I appreciate that D's Nuts Anya Chin are thrusting forward toward victory, and I think that eventually it will culminate in some surprises.
So we got a lot of comments about Houston, of course, and one person, Tom, said, they said that you could get a better burrito, this is a voicemail, that you could get a better burrito in a gas station down in Houston than you can in Chicago, because evidently, we're bereft of Mexicans up here. We have no Mexicans in Chicago that can actually make a burrito for people to eat.
Yeah, the burrito is a tremendously complicated culinary product.
Yeah, which you can only get those ingredients in the South.
Right.
Yeah.
Incidentally, Chicago is the number two city in the United States in terms of its total population of Mexicans.
Incidentally.
So just throwing that out there that it's number two in the United States for Mexican immigrants.
Yeah.
So we have awesome Mexican food in Chicago.
Yeah, we do. We do. We have great Mexican food.
And very little.
Of course, some of those neighborhoods are neighborhoods you'd want to go to get the Mexican food. But it's there. We're just going to presume it's there. Yeah, it's like Schrodinger's Mexican food. Anyway, we got sent a ton of terrible music. Oh my God. There's
so
somebody
much.
Who sent us like a woman singing. Rowan sent us this woman singing a death metal. It's the worst song I've ever heard in my entire life. And then a bunch of people sent like a cappella metal.
So my favorite fucking thing on the earth. The people that sent us Von Canto, I fucking love you all so much. That is my new very favorite band. They're terrible. And I adore them. I grinned like a fucking Cheshire cat listening to that. Watching the videos.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. It's like when I listen to it, the first thing I think is like, well, Bobby McFerrin would have done the drums too.
Right, he would have.
You know?
He would have.
He would have hit his chest and be like, like he'd have fucking hit his chest. And you fucking assholes can't even do the drums.
It's so fucking funny. Like, Cecil, did you? Okay, I know you
hate
it. I
got 10 seconds into the song and shut it off.
Dude, they do a cover of Master of Puppets.
I got 10 seconds into the Master of Puppets cover and shut it off.
But did you get to the 6-minute mark where they do the guitar solo?
I got to 10 seconds.
Now you gotta listen to the guitar solo.
The chances of me listening to the guitar solo of some jagoff going, wow, 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 wow,
it's so great. It's the best thing in the entire world.
It's never happening.
But you're missing.
I'm literally missing nothing.
I love it. It's so great because somebody made a comment like, you know, like somebody said, what do you play in your band? Oh, I just say juggernaut, 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 juggernaut. And that's
if I became president,
because
what I would do is I would take Sarah Palin and put her in charge. She'd be secretary of Von Santo so they could close it all down. Close it down.
I love it. They do more than just juggernaut, juggernaut. Sometimes
they
go
deedle
deedle deedle deedle. So funny.
It's the worst thing ever.
I'm seriously going to listen just to this band for a fucking solid week. They make me laugh so hard.
So I got to give a shout out. Tayed asked us to shout out. He's a patron, recent patron, and he said, please shout out to my reverend sister, Mary Elliott of the People's Fellowship Assembly at Fournay. So though that there you go. I pronounce it exactly how he said. We got a message, and this is an image of a church sign that we think is great. The church is called Jesus is Amazing.
but more than that, it says Jesus is Amazing Church.
Yeah. That's very true.
It's not the church of Jesus is Amazing. It's just Jesus is Amazing Church. Like, it's so it's so funny.
Dude, dude, loo, 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 dude. We got a message from Rachel, and she said that, you know, we were skeezed out last week by all of the Christian rock songs. And she said, I was a Christian, and I was fucking super skeezed out by all those fucking things, too. Because some of these lyrics are super crazy. And I guess they changed some of the lyrics at a certain point because there was a sloppy wet kiss and many churchgoers thought the phrase was gross. So some churches changed the lyric to an unforeseen kiss. And she's like, no, that's not better. That's not better. You're not fixing it when you do that.
Yeah.
So
your fragrance is intoxicating in our secret place.
Now that is definitely talk about. That is definitely secret talk about sex right there. Yeah.
Spread wide in the part of me wonders if the writers of these songs aren't just fucking with the people
just
listening.
Just trying to push the envelope as much as they can.
Watch this. I bet I can write fucking anything. I bet these fucking yahoos couldn't catch a fucking innuendo if you fucked them with it.
Well, thank you, Rachel, for sending in your message. And I got a message from Kathleen, who told me a story about her mom who passed away. And she said, hopefully my mom's story will cheer you up. And her story is about her mom who has cancer. And at one point, her uncle travels 200 miles in a car, stands there. And he says, and I'm going to read directly. It says, standing there, she opens the door. He's just standing there, presenting her in outstretched hands a cheap, unwrapped hamburger bun. It has been blessed, he said. And then he headed to his car, turned around, and drove 200 miles home. And then basically her mom just had no idea what to do with it, but then tried to relate the story to Kathleen and couldn't do it because she was laughing too hard. That this person drove 200 miles, which is that's a fucking 3.5-hour drive to fucking hand off a bun.
Right. You got to admire
that. Fuck?
I feel like... You know, there are very few people I would drive 400 miles to hand a bun to. You know, that's love, Cecil.
It really is.
That's love. That's how you know. You know, that really should be the question. Like, you know, it's not do you take this man? It's like, would you drive 400 miles to hand a blessed bun to a cancer-stricken wife? Yeah, I'll do that. Okay, fine. You guys can.
I've been to large gatherings of people who are having like a Thanksgiving dinner or whatever, and they will bring in a bread that someone had blessed at their church that day.
Really?
I won't eat it. I walk past and I've been told a couple times, why don't you get some bread? I'm like, nah, I don't want heartburn.
Yeah. Tastes like blood. Ew.
Sorry. Mm. So thank you, Kathleen, for sending that in. So that wraps it up for this week. However, this is one of those special weeks where we do an extra show, so there should be an extra show on Thursday for you, and then we'll be back with another show next Monday. But and we're also going to be trying to record with a couple other people soon. We will let you know how that goes, and we will give you announcements if we appear on other shows or if other people appear on our shows. But we will
we're not going to, you know, we're not going to put all those eggs in a basket and then fucking drop it like we normally do. We're going to wait until they actually come through. But there might be a special guest on the midweek show this week, just letting you know. But until next time, we're going to leave you, like we always do, with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo quasi alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy healing, water downward spiral, brain dead pan, sales pitch, late night info docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your signs. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and views expressed in this show are that of the hosts only. Our poorly formed and expressed notions do not represent those of our wives, employers, friends, families, or of the local dairy council.